We come into Friday with the U.S. dollar running strong in the aftermath of a Fed decision that rocked the currency market after the central bank revealed a hawkish shift to the dot plot. The Fed is now projecting 2 25 basis point rate hikes in 2023, and yield differentials have responded accordingly, shifting markedly back in the buck's favor. Though we have seen a mild shakeup in the equities market, the ability for stocks to hold up so well in the face of this development is somewhat confounding. It seems as though equity market players are trying to adjust via a rotation within stocks from cyclicals into tech shares, but we continue to recommend exercising extreme caution when it comes to assessing the balance of risks for stocks, given the Fed's latest move, and also coupled with Thursday's U.S. data that was not kind by way of initial jobless claims in the Philly Fed. Earlier today, the BOJ was out with its latest policy decision, but offered up no major surprises. Perhaps there was a little disappointment in the fact that the BOJ failed to signal ramped up or even renewed ETF purchases. Looking ahead, key standouts on today's calendar include UK retail sales and the Eurozone current account. There is no first-tier data on the docket in North America. That's all for now.